children. Because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. Subscribe for all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't be too
on RBN. I am Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states Sunday nights between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. And, of course, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we are enjoying and rejoicing in the Feast of Tabernacles as we speak. We have just started the 21st day of the seventh moon here out in northern Arizona, and probably where you're at as well. And if you're in the continental United States of America, and it is indeed the last major feast of the year. In fact, tomorrow night, from what the pagan calendar says, from Monday night to Tuesday night, will be the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and it will be the third Sabbath, weekly Sabbath, of the seventh moon as well. And it will be a high day, and known as the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And it is the day that you just let all the praise and offer it back up to Yahweh. It is, I mean, every day is that way. But what I'm saying is the last great day of the feast is where you pull out, stop, and rejoice. And like Shaul said, and again I say rejoice, he said in the New Covenant. So it is indeed the last great day of the feast, starting tomorrow night, Monday night to Tuesday night on the pagan calendar. And it will be the last Sabbath, and the moon phase will look like a half full moon, as the third Sabbath of each month always occurs, looking like that. We're going to take your calls tonight, 800-313-9443, if anybody has been observing the Feast of Tabernacles and Yah's blessings. Testify, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair the Breach. And again, we're going to take your call tonight, 800-313-9443. We are on the seventh day of 8 days of Tabernacles. And because we started the Feast of Tabernacles last, what the pagan calendar states, Monday night to Tuesday night, it was the 15th. And it ends on the 22nd of the seventh moon, which is, which would be, the end of it would be Tuesday night. at the end of Tuesday, or the beginning of Tuesday night would be the end, the culmination of the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And the text is found, many texts on the Feast of Tabernacles, there are many texts found in Scripture concerning the Feast of Tabernacles and how it is indeed a new covenant observance. It's not just for the first covenant. It's not just a quote-unquote feast of the Jews, as some might want to say. Some might point to John or Yochanan 7 in the New Testament, the Evangel of John 7:2, where it says the feast of the Jews, called the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, the feast of the Israelites is really the more proper term, because not all Israelites were Jews. Because of the fact of the matter is that the Jews were the southern kingdom that made up of half of Levi, Benjamin, and of course Judah. And the quote-unquote Jews, that was kind of a misnomer because there was no letter J, as you've heard this broadcast, they were indeed Semitic. They were from the Hebraic stock of Abraham, literally. And Abraham was Semitic, because he was actually from the descendancy from Shem. That's how you get the word Semitic, is Shem, S-H, because there's no H sound in Greek or Latin. And so in Hebrew, it's Shem, named after one of the defenders of the faith concerning the name. That's how you get the term Hashem, which is the name. But Hashem is not the name. Yahweh is the name. And Shemitic people were from, literally, Shem, the line of Shem, because Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And, of course, Abraham came through the line of Shem. And the Messiah breaks all down the barriers of the racial issues when he came flesh, you see. But, nevertheless, the Feast of Tabernacles was observed by Israelites. Not just quote-unquote Jews, even though that's, again, a misnomer. The tribe of Judah or Yada were Semitic, and they believe in the Messiah, the apostles, the first, if you will, believers in the Messiah who walked with him. They were indeed keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. They were keeping all the feasts, for that matter, the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Acts 20, the Day of Atonement, which is 5 days before Tabernacle starts. And that's found in Acts 27. We touched on that previous broadcast. Acts 27 is called the fast, or the day of the fast. These observances are found in the New Testament, not just for Jews, okay, not just for the tribe of Judah, if you will, but for the tribes, all of the tribes of Israel. The lost sheep of the house of Israel are red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. And they are known as Ephraim, the house of Joseph, or the house of the northern kingdom, known as the house of Yisrael, also known as the as Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim has mixed himself with the nations, or Yisrael has mixed himself with the nations. Right there, Hosea 7:8 says it. And the Messiah said he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and so the Feast of Tabernacles was a commandment to all the Israelites. All the males of Israel were to come three times in a year, and come to Yerushalayim and observe it in the first covenant. But now Yahweh chooses to place his name wherever he chooses to place his name to dwell. He says that's the place where you would celebrate it. So it's not just strictly in Yerushalayim, though we are praying for the peace of Yerushalayim like we're commanded to do in Psalm, but it is where Yahweh chooses to place his name. And so that's important. So if you're calling on the name of Yahweh, and you are his temple now, because know you not that your body is the temple, or the tabernacle, if you will, of the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. And so if you have his name, and you call upon it, and you're serving him, you are indeed the place he has caused for his name. If you call on his name exclusively, he's caused his name to dwell in your heart. Revelation 14 says that it was those who had their father's name in their forehead, Revelation 14, and kept the commandments. They got persecuted. And it was those who kept the commandments in Revelation 22 that had the right to the tree of life. And so if Yahweh's called you out of darkness, called you out of Babylon, called you out of the pagan world of religion or organized religion, predominantly the corporate church system, as well as the corporate mosque system or the corporate synagogue or what have you. The Almighty is not dwelling in the corporate structure of man. Corpse represents death. In Deuteronomy, it states not to covenant with death. He said, I set before you life and death. A blessing is life, a cursing is death. He said, choose life, choose blessing. And so corporation, corporatism, is a covenant with death, and so forth. It is indeed a artificial being. That's what all corporations are. They're artificial beings. They are inanimate objects, if you will. They're intangible. They're not real. And you are a tangible flesh and blood man or woman, and hence you cannot cohabitate or should not, I should say, interface with an artificial being when you are a living being. And so we need to tabernacle with the Father, and the Father will tabernacle with us. He said, draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. And so we need to get out of the mindset or the false paradigm that we need to be a part of the corporate body of the church system, because in reality, the word church and, of course, the system of the church system was created by the corporate state. And that's right. All the 501c3 churches today, or synagogues or mosques or whatever religious connotation you want to call it, 99% of them, about 99%, give or take, literally are artificial beings. And so they're trying to be the living body of Messiah, or claiming to be the body of Messiah when they are an artificial being, and they receive tax exemption status from an artificial being. It's impossible to be the body of Messiah, which is the true living organism of the Father manifesting his power through his true Israelites, to be a part of the corporate system of man. Because corporations and communities, or you could call it communism, commerce, it's all about competition. .com, etc. We've touched on this many times, but the fact of the matter is that Yahweh's people are called out of the system of man, because that's what the mark of the beast really represents. It represents the system of man. Yeah, there's a chip out there. Yeah, there's a mark. Yes, I understand that. But the mark of the beast is really the mark of the systems of men. And there's righteous government, then there's evil government. And so we need to be pro-righteous government. And by keeping the tabernacle feast, we are obeying his government, the Creator's, Yahweh. And so these are part of his judgments, testimony, statutes, and commandments by observing these true feasts. And, of course, the corporate church world has false pagan feasts that we need to eschew and despise and come out of. And it's all, of course, basically derived around commerce and the Father saying to come out of pagan observances. In Deuteronomy 16, it says, verse 12, it says, and you shall remember that you were a bondman in Mitzrayim or Egypt, and you shall observe and do these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. Hallelujah. And that's what we're at right now. We're on day number 7 right now. And then, of course, what they call Monday night to Tuesday night will be the last great day of the feast, which is the 8th day of the feast. And that is coming up really quick upon us. And so it's been a great day, a great week, actually, a great day. This has been the start of the 7th day of the feast. We just got done finishing the 6th day of the feast. And it's been a time of singing and rejoicing and dancing and playing tambourines and you name it. I mean, it's been dwelling in outside your normal dwelling and praising Yahweh. We had a little bit of rain today, in fact, out here in northern Arizona. I had some thunderstorm alerts. And yet we did indeed have some rain. So, you know, Yahweh does promise to send rain on the Feast of Tabernacles. Read Zechariah 14. He does promise to send rain on those who indeed observe the Feast of Tabernacles. So it was a blessing today to feel rain come down and actually touch the skin of our bodies. It was incredible because you knew that Yah's blessing is upon those who observe the Feast of Tabernacles. So it ain't over yet. If you haven't gotten any rain yet and you're observing it, hey, just pray Yah will give you rain, just like Elijah did. He prayed. He was a man subject like passions as we are, but yet he prayed. He indeed prayed for rain, and he got rain. So we need to pray for rain, and he said he will bless us if we are obedient. If we failed him, like the scripture says, all have sinned and come short, we can repent and start rejoicing and thank him for his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Well, if you'd like to call in 800-313-9443, you got questions or comments, we'd love to hear some testimonies or some questions or some, maybe some statements. And there are those who think that the Feast of Tabernacles will occur in about 10 more days, and they will be literally a half a moon late, and the weather will even be colder. And notice in the last week or so, you would have noticed in the last 10 days that the weather has indeed pleasantly cooled off, hasn't it? It sure has, because we have entered into the seventh moon. And as we touched on before on this broadcast, it's the beginning of fall, and the seventh moon is the beginning of fall, and the last day of the sixth moon is the end of summer. And that is why you've experienced a cool off, and that's how you know you're in the correct season and time. And there are some who are saying it's the sixth moon, or some who are saying it's Tabernacles is 2 weeks from now, and I'm sorry, or those some who are saying, oh, this is, we just celebrated Rosh Hashanah just a couple days ago. No, Rosh Hashanah already occurred when we had the eclipse, as we touched on last week. With the pagan calendar stated August 28th around 2 or 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. depending on where you were. And that was the first day, indeed, of the seventh moon, the Feast of Trumpets. And, of course, 10 days later was the Day of Atonement, which we already experienced. And the Feast of Tabernacles has been going on since what the pagan calendar states, since last Monday night to Tuesday night. And it will culminate with the last great day of the feast from tomorrow night to Tuesday night as well. So that will be the eighth day. And, of course, we just started the seventh day of the feast. And so we are definitely grateful to Yahweh that his rain has come, and we hopefully will get some more as well. So, in fact, we got a little bit of rain right before Tabernacle started. It kind of trickled right into the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and we got some during the sixth day of Tabernacles. So that is a great sign from the Father of his blessing. So that's what we all desire, don't we? We desire his blessing, and because if you're not blessed, you're going to be a curse. But yet Yahweh says if you turn from the cursed ways, he'll bless your life. And repentance is the first step. And then when you repent, you can start thanking him and start rejoicing in him for changing your heart or putting a desire in your heart to keep his will. Maybe that desire might not be there the way you'd like it to be, or maybe you don't even have a desire at all. Well, then I pray that the Father will do a mighty work in your life and just give you that desire so you can experience joy for your life. And maybe you're feeling like you're missing something in life that maybe you just can't put your finger on what it is that you're missing. Turn to Yahweh, call on his only name that he ever had, and that is Yahweh, Yod Heh Wah Heh, the four Hebrew consonant letters. Yahweh, did you know that there is no letter J in Hebrew and there is no letter J in Greek? Did you know that the first King James Bible didn't even have the name of Jesus or Jehovah in it, or any other J name for that matter? That's why it's important to call on the name of Yahweh, because he said he's coming back only for a people called by his name. He didn't say his names, plural. He has many titles, indeed, many appellations, true, but he has only one personal proper name. And that's why he said we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He said it's a place where Yahweh chooses to place his name. to dwell. And so you have to have his name as the key of knowledge. Luke 11:52 states, I believe. And the key of knowledge is his name, and that unlocks all the door of revelation, observing his feasts, his commandments. And they are indeed a blessing. They are not grievous. They're only maybe grievous if you don't know much about them, or you're just hearing all of the negative connotations that maybe church system tries to tell you that it's done away with, it's not for us. And well, let's read a little bit and show you that it's not just for the tribe of Judah. It's for all the tribes of Israel. You can read about it in Deuteronomy. It talks about the stranger had to observe the Feast of Tabernacles if he was in your dwellings, if he was in your gates. There's 17:2 Deuteronomy. You know, it says if there is found among you with any of your gates, which Yahweh, your Almighty, chooses. So we need to keep that in mind in Deuteronomy, that all, the fatherless, the sojourner, the Levite, the stranger, all that within your gate, 16:14 in Deuteronomy says that, manservant, maidservant, the Levite, the stranger. So they didn't have to be, quote-unquote, a part of Israel, but if they were in your realm of your property or your gate, they had to observe it. So it wasn't just for, quote-unquote, the tribe of Judah. It was for all the children of Israel. We have Bill in Idaho, caller. Welcome, Bill.
Well, bless you, and thank you very much. It would be exactly that blessing that you mentioned. I didn't discover you until a short while ago, and the fact that you're on the air and redirecting our prayerful and supplicative relationship with our Lord and His Father is absolutely wonderful. So that's just one of many blessings that I receive on a regular basis, and I just thought since it was so quiet and so many people are calling that I would mention that for all, considering that we all have blessings day in and day out being allowed to be involved in this effort for what I think is the New Jerusalem right here in this country.
Right here and right now. That's right, Bill. Hallelujah. Right. I'm glad you called, Bill, and so those are some encouraging words. And anything else we'd like for you to keep calling? This is a good one.
Well, I can't encourage you enough, listeners that are probably listening, and this is all very, very new. But I was wondering, have you ever talked to or had any communication with Pete over there in La Porte, Colorado, Pastor Pete Peters, by chance?
And the name kind of sounds familiar. I'm not sure.
If there'd be a possibility, possibly sometime, maybe you could have him as a guest in that. I know this audience has heard at least part of this message, but they've only heard it, like myself, at 6,000 feet and 6 foot of snow or whatever on shortwave, and they've heard it in the background of a battle, and it needs to be in the forefront because it is the issue.
I believe that, Bill. You're absolutely correct, and I couldn't have said it any better. It is indeed the issue. We're wrestling not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, and darkness in high places, that if we're not spiritually in tune with the Father, then we're going to miss it. You're absolutely right.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful, and I count that I find it very difficult to be anywhere but in the battle station on Sunday nights, knowing that you're going to be coming on now. So,
we've been on Hallelujah almost, well, Hallelujah. It's been almost a year and three quarters now. Almost 2 years, and thanks to John and Sandra Samuel doing a good job there in RBN and Mountain Rock, and you support the network. And Bill, hey, anytime, call in, feel free. Definitely appreciate you having you on board with us. Email me, ZachDaniel@Yahoo.com, 2 K's, no S for Daniel, one word, ZachDaniel@Yahoo.com. And love to hear from you and send me that information on that gentleman, and maybe we can contact him.
Okay, I'll try. My equipment has been under attack as well as myself, and only by virtue of the kindness of our good Lord that I would be here to have the honor and pleasure. So I hope the rest of you folks are recording this and getting it out in your community, even if it has to go out on a cassette. Get them out of the Goodwill. Get them out of the little resell it shops. They'll save them for you. slap a piece of tape on the back end of them. Get the word out in your community.
Hey, thanks, Bless Bill. And we've got Ken in Texas. We'll take his call after the break. Big Bill there, and I'm listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Dan, Repair of the Breach on RBN. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. You can get the archives that Bill was mentioning. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and I'm Zach Daniel here on the Repair of the Breach on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN doing a great job putting out some incredible information. If you've been listening to this network last few years, it is indeed still on the cutting edge and increasing daily. Again, that's of course by the fine leadership of John and Sandra Stabenow, and of course all the other great producers there, and of course Manny and John, go on and on and on. Chris, of course, doing all a great job in engineering and so forth. And, of course, all the great hosts RBN has for your listening encouragement and so forth. We have Ken in Texas. Welcome, Ken.
Yeah, it's Ken down at Fort Worth. How you doing?
Fort Worth. How you doing, man?
Yeah, where's the vice president at?
Where's the vice president at? That's a good question.
I don't think I've heard where he's at in the last month. Is he on vacation?
I don't know. Which
I asked the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I guess they can't find him either.
I don't know. Maybe he's still in that bunker. I don't know.
I don't know where he's at. Hey, I'm watching the award show tonight.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, they showed in memoriam, you know, people who passed away that was in the show business and television. But they didn't mention the guy who made Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Aaron Russo.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't mention him, and he's made some pretty good movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they
he
never mentioned
great,
him.
Great work.
And he died on the 24th of August. I wonder how they overlooked him.
I know. It is it's a sad thing. Absolutely.
Hey, can I tell you have I ever talked to you before? Maybe I have.
No, well, I don't know. I'm glad you called, though.
Anyway, I'll tell you what I did with that. I got the postcards out, and I wrote to some of the biggest foundations in the United States, Oppenheimer, Ford, and Clinton's got a full foundation, and Pelosi's foundation, and about 12 of them. And I wrote to him, I says, I'm interested in starting the Institute for Advanced Conspiracy Studies of Fort Worth, and I would like about $50,000, and I'd like some help on this, and I'm going to be the president and a senior fellow. And I got answers from the Rockefeller Fund, and the rest of them never bothered to answer me.
Oh, yeah, you'll be waiting a long time to get a response if you ever get one.
Do you think they conspired not to answer me?
I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
Well, why would they just ignore me?
Well,
maybe I didn't ask for enough money.
Or maybe they acquiesce to you, you know. Silence is agreement, maybe. You know, you got to look at it that way, positively.
You know? Anyway, I asked for it, you know. I told them I got a cable access show in Fort Worth, and I show conspiracy books. I mean, you think they would jump up and down and get a chance to do this?
Yeah, you'd think, huh?
You'd think, huh?
You'd think, yeah. I mean, that's all we can do is just hope for the best, and maybe they wake up.
Sometimes you look through the foundation books. And mm-hmm. the reasons why they give money. The first word that comes up is arts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you're an artist, okay, and you want to get some working material in a studio so you can paint, and you write to Oppenheimer or Ford and say, hey, send me 50 grand. You think they would answer you? Art is what they think it is, not what you think it is.
Right.
And they'll say, well, that's not art to us. Goodbye.
Right, they're setting the agenda, and they're going to set the criteria to fit their record.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that they don't do good works. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you got a hospital over here and you're starting a new wing and you need some kind of a big electronic equipment, you know, they'll probably buy it for you. And they'll say,
right.
Well, that's art. But now, if you sit there and draw some pictures in your house in the studio, that ain't art. It's what they think art is. It's a loophole to get out.
And yeah, of course, they're all dealing with intangibles, and you know, they're dealing with the so-called foundations and so forth that really are just another way to pocket money.
I wrote my Congress lady. I said, "Why don't you make sure that these foundations spend more money than they have been in the past? Let's say if you don't spend within a year, you got to spend 60% or 50%, and if you don't spend it, you know, we'll tax it." I mean, you got to spend the money somewhere. If you don't, we'll just tax it and put it back in the coffers.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of coffers, I mean, you can talk about the CAFRs, the CAFR account. That's another thing that a lot of people don't talk about much, but, you know, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Oh, that, CFR.
There's a lot more money than people say in the county and their local townships.
Have you got the ones for your city?
I don't have all the notes, but I've been doing some math around here myself on some of that stuff.
I'm down in Fort Worth, and I got the CAFR for Fort Worth. I got one for Tarrant County. I've got one for the state of Texas. Now, some cities don't produce them. Some do, some don't. What you have a lot to do is talk to your mayor, talk to your councilman, tell them you want a copy of it and see if they can come up with one. Or maybe the libraries might have one.
But we're, you know, as you know, we're dealing with the de factos. You know, we're not dealing with the de jure. And if they are holding the de jure office, they are kind of intermingling with the de facto. You know, the de facto office being that which is not really, but it's now become quote unquote public policy. And so de facto kind of, in a sense, dominates.
My Congress lady and says, why don't you pass a law or an amendment to change the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America? I'm getting tired of it. Well, I don't care what they call it in Mexico, but why don't we call it the Gulf of America?
Well, remember the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean,
don't you think it'd be better on the map?
Yeah, you really have some little levity. And I appreciate you calling, man. You need to call again. I don't think we have ever talked now that I recall. You don't sound familiar, but I'm glad you called.
I don't, maybe, anyway, another thing I do is I told you I make cable access shows, show conspiracy books. I just show them on a screen. I can't help but I find them. I show the American Free Press on screen. I show the Rock Creek Free Press on screen, and I read the Xerox inside and show the stories.
Mm-hmm.
People could do that across the country in cable access shows.
Well, maybe, you know, to answer your question, I mean, earlier you mentioned, you had mentioned something, Bill, about the vice president, where he's at. Maybe he's observing the Feast of Tabernacles. Maybe
I have no idea, but he just disappears.
Maybe he's in a tabernacle. That's what my producer, Manny.
I hope he's okay. I called his, you know, you can call, you leave a message at his office, right, with a toll-free number?
No, but
yeah.
If you have it, go ahead and give it up.
Hey, I'll give, I help people remember. I use 1-TON-22000-HI. It just helps you remember it, and you can dial it real fast from a payphone, any place, if you want to call your congressman, the Senate, and the vice president. I left a message on the vice president. Are you okay? Where you at?
Well, maybe he's been out, you know, shooting some ducks. You know, hopefully he didn't shoot
anybody.
Maybe
he's on vacation.
Right?
I don't deny the man a vacation, you know.
Yeah, pray he doesn't, you know, he hasn't shot anybody accidentally.
I hope not.
Yeah, you know.
So anyway.
But anyhow, Ken, thanks for the call.
Hey,
please call back.
Hey, my pleasure talking to you, buddy.
It is my pleasure as well, Ken. Anyhow, I guess we're just hoping and praying that maybe some of the leaders of the corporate United States maybe will repent and come to the Father and observe the Feast of Tabernacles. Of course, observe the name of Yahweh, because every knee is going to bow to the name of Yahweh in things in heaven and things on the earth. And the so-called kings of the earth or leaders or rulers of the earth are going to bow down to the name of Yahweh, whether it be great or small or rich or poor, regardless of who you are. You know, they bleed red like you and I do. You know, in fact, the Almighty is going to command all men everywhere to bow down to Him, regardless of your status or your so-called position. So, if you want to get in on this call, the Great Feast of Tabernacles, we're trying to keep on point here on the Feast of Tabernacles, and Ken kind of got some levity there. To stray away, but he's welcome to call anytime. 800-313-9443. Again, I'm Zach Danner here to repair the breach. Isaiah 58:12 says to repair the breach. And the Feast of Tabernacles is indeed happening now. It is not happening in 10 or 15 days like the pagan calendar wants to tell you. That Sukkoth, which is another name for tabernacles or booths, it's happening now. The calendar on the wall again is way off. We've gone all over this before many times, and we need to have the Spirit of the Father Yahweh to lead and guide us into all truth, and keep open to new information of revelation that He gives. Only He can give. He said, "No man can receive anything at first except it first cometh down from Him from above." And indeed, I concur with Bill in Idaho. That the new Jerusalem is indeed here and now. And even though we're praying for the old Jerusalem over there and our Jerusalem in the Middle East, and we're commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the first one, but the new Jerusalem does come down out of eternity, but it has to set up shop somewhere and is indeed here now. We are His kings and priests, sovereigns, ambassadors. He says that in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Says that in Peter or Cephas' epistles, that we're sovereigns and kings and priests and to Him. But that's only if we have our selves in alignment in obedience to His commandments, that we no longer contract with a heathen nation. That's right. That's a very key thing to keep in mind. As long as we've got our status in His hand corrected, because only He can correct our status. He says, come out from among me, but He said, come out of Babylon. Come out of Mystery Babylon. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on this conversation here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. RepublicBroadcasting.org has all your preparatorial needs, Republic Trading Group, et cetera, et cetera. There's some incredible buys that you can get there at the RepublicBroadcasting.org website and Republic Trading as well. So let's go back to some of the scriptural texts that I did want to continue to share a little bit more about the Feast of Tabernacles. And it says, you shall keep the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. And it also says, you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite and the sojourner, or the sojourner, the traveler, and the fatherless, the stranger, the widow, that are all within your gates. And you shall keep a feast to Yahweh, your Almighty, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh, your Shaddai, will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. So this is time to be, we're commanded to be joyful, to rejoicing. And maybe you haven't felt like you've been rejoicing as much as you should, or maybe it's been a hard time, maybe you had something. Yahweh says rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice means renew or rejuvenate. Joy of the joy of Yahweh is your strength. So to rejoice is to, you know, let Him from your innermost being, let Him take control, and just think about all His mercies towards you and all the blessings He's given you and everything, and just reflect back on all the great things He's given. It's easy to start rejoicing that way. It's how you recharge your joy. Hallelujah. It's a great, great thing. Like David encouraged himself in Yahweh. Hallelujah. Well, we need to continue. We got Lance in Texas. I welcome Lance to the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN.
Hey, Zach. I think you just answered my question. It was about the Feast of Tabernacles and what it was about. I don't know what Bill's deal in Fort Worth was, but...
Or Bill in Idaho, and then there was, of course, there was a gentleman before that was asking about where the vice president is, and I was hoping he's in a maybe in a bunker or a sukkah or a tabernacle. Maybe he's hopefully repenting, maybe, hopefully, and he's starting to rejoice in the Father, hopefully, one day.
He's
going to bow down, right, one day or later.
We know he's going to bow down. Whether he'll be rejoicing or not, we don't know.
Exactly. If he repents and gets right and confesses and forsakes transgression like we all need to, then hopefully they'll start rejoicing. But I don't know if that's happening, though, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
I personally think not, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope he proves me wrong.
I personally think you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, but we both know better. He may be lost.
Well, I mean...
144,000 in Revelations. Can you expand on that? Is that...
We could touch on that a little bit. Well, you got 12 tribes mentioned in the book of Revelation, and there was 12,000 in each of those 12 tribes, making 144,000. Now, many want to say that they're all Jews. No, they're not all Jews. There are 12 tribes. Now, there was the tribe of Judah, the fourth son of Israel, Jacob or Yaakov, but the 144,000 will indeed be those who are on the earth at the time of the Almighty Messiah coming back in the flesh. Now, that doesn't mean that's just going to be 144,000 throughout eternity, as some sects of religion teach, saying there's only 144,000 that are going to make it only throughout eternity. That's not true. There's going to be a lot more than 144,000 throughout the history of the last 6,000 years of man. But my point is, 144,000 on the earth at the time, living, breathing, at the time of the Messiah, Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, was coming back, 12,000 out of each tribe. So, as it was in the days of Noah, the Messiah, Yahweh stated that as it was back in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the coming, if it's coming back again to the earth. So if there was only 8 souls that got in the ark, and there was maybe a few million, who knows how many, maybe there was more than that per ratio, and there's what, 6.5 billion on the planet now approximately, there's going to be a lot more than 8 souls. So that 144,000 does look like a good sized number in comparison to the days of Noah, you see. Is that,
that's still a tiny, tiny little number from...
It is a tiny number when you think of 6.5 billion, but it's a very large number when you look at Noah only preached, he preached 120 years, and only 8 of his family members and in-laws got in the boat, you see. That was it. no one else. I mean, many would say he's a false preacher when he was really a true preacher of righteousness, because look at, he didn't have the numbers. No one listened to him. No one, you know, they might even say, Zach, you're way off. You've been going. It doesn't matter what people think of you or I or anybody else. It's what does thus say it, the word of Yahweh, and our obedience and to him. 144,000 compared to 8 people, that's a big, big difference. But yet, at the same time, when you look at 144,000 versus 6.5 billion, it's the same thing in retrospect. But you've got to keep in mind, the lost sheep of the house of Israel is every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation now. It's not just some, it's not about race, it's about grace. I've said that many times as kind of a catchphrase on this broadcast. But it is indeed the lost sheep of the house of Israel lost their identity, thinking, oh, I'm a Gentile, I need to be in the church, I need to be a Christian. In reality, no, Yahweh's calling you out of the pagan, heathenistic Gentile way. The Gentile way represented the pagan excusing lawlessness, you know, not observing his commandments, thinking, oh, those are just for the Jews only. When, again, those are just, if they're not even claiming to be Semitic and claiming to be Ashkenazi, it's not even Semitic. But nevertheless, all of Yaakov, he had touched all nationalities, so it's not about.
Well, the ratio
you don't believe
from 8 to 1 million may be about the same for 144,000 as to as 6 billion. So you're right on something. Listen, have you ever heard of a? He's now deceased, but he was a pastor out of Houston named Victor Boutte.
No, I used to do a lot of work in Channelview up in Houston, Ted Broadway. I used to, when I was a Christian pastor, I used to be an evangelist. I used to help his congregation and preach to quite play whole conferences. But that's the only place I know I preach extensively in Houston.
He was a tiny,
area, but
tiny. He had a tiny, tiny church in Houston, and I have a lot of his stuff on tape, and I'd like to send it to you, but I don't have internet right now. I
okay, well, if you want it, you could snail mail me if you like.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Give me your address.
You can snail mail me at General Delivery.
Yeah.
You can put Zach Daniel, General Delivery, care of General Delivery, and that would be Cottonwood in brackets, Arizona in brackets. And it's 86326 in brackets, if you don't mind. And anybody else who wants to snail me, you're welcome to do that. Or you can fax us at 732-601-0462. That's fax number 732-601-0462, if you want to fax that info instead of mail something. That'd be either way is good for us.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate your con.
Appreciate
your
being
time
on the radio.
Hey, anytime. You want to call in my friend Lance in Texas? And what part of Texas? Okay, Bill.
I'm back in my home in Austin.
Oh, you're back in Austin. Great, great, great area. Not too far from Round Rock there in RBN Studios. Thanks, Lance. Hey, call again, my friend.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Lance. Yahweh will bless you now. Hey, Bill in Idaho has returned. Welcome back. Probably about 5 minutes or so. Oh, he dropped off? Okay, 800-313-9443 if you want to get in here on the last segment or so before the end of this broadcast here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, the seventh day of Tabernacles, one more day, the last great day of the feast, Monday night to Tuesday night to translate on the pagan calendar is upon us. Get your sukkah, your tent, if you will, your booth, your RV, whatever. Just get out of your dwelling, if you will. Get out of your comfort zone, as the old gut saying goes. And start rejoicing and praising Yahweh, and give him the praise, even when you don't feel like it. You know, Yahweh will bless you if you start rejoicing and thanking him for all the past blessings. There is no question about that. We're all, you know, human beings. We all struggle, but Yahweh is the one that gives us the victory. He says, this is the victory which overcometh the world, even our faith, our trust in Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah of Nazareth. He said that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You might feel like you're dead inside. You might feel like you're not you're not worthy. But let me tell you something, my friend. Yahweh is the one that makes you worthy. We're not worthy in ourselves, but by his precious blood that he shed on Golgotha's hill of saw right there on a stake or tree for our sins. He has made anybody worthy of his blood when we repent and confess and forsake our transgression of his Torah, because that's what sin is. Hallelujah. Hey, it is not too late. You've got breath in your body. Just breathe in and breathe out. Yahweh's name is in your breath, because, again, as I stated many times, just like Ford put his name on the Ford motor truck or any more Ford motor car, Yahweh, the Creator, breathed into you his breath of life and put his name on your breath so that you wouldn't be deceived not knowing his name. His name is never Lord or God or Jesus or Jehovah or any of these pagan titles. His name was never Adonai. His name wasn't Hashem. His name wasn't any of these other counterfeits. Okay. His name wasn't Emmanuel. Those are all just titles, okay? And some are pagan, pretty predominantly. But the reality is that Yahweh doesn't want us to refer to him by pagan titles. And he wants us to read Hosea 2, 14 through 18. Yahweh says in the latter days he's going to take those Baalistic pagan terms that we've referred to him by and take them out of our lips and now put, hallelujah, his true name on our lips. Read Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21. He says, the Gentiles shall come and say, we have inherited lies from our fathers and things that do not profit us. Read Micah 4, 1 through 5 and 5. Verse 5, it says that all people walk after their the name of their idols, but we will trust only in the name of the Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. So, we need to come to the realization that he's coming back for people called by his name. And in that day there shall be one Yahweh in his name, the only name, Zechariah 14:9 states. So in his name, he said, is a strong tower, tabernacle, a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And so it's through his name that we get victory. It's through his name we get remission of sins. It's through his name, Yahweh, that we have, hallelujah, power over the enemy. Hallelujah, we have power over anything that comes against us through the name of Yahweh. And we rebuke every spirit of wickedness and darkness, anything that would try to come against the work that John and Sandra Stedman are doing. We rebuke anything that would try to come against RBN and anything that would try to come against the spiritual progress of anybody who is hungry for spiritual truth and understanding of the true and only name for salvation, the name of Yahweh, YHWH, Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, which is the four Hebrew consonant letters, the name of Yahweh. We pray a special blessing, protection and hedge around John and Sandra. Pray Yahweh bless them, increase blessing of his spirit and of his revelation and his knowledge, and of course increase success to all the great work they're doing here at RBN. And so folks, we need to rally behind the work they're doing, allow truth and information, incredible broadcast to come on the air. I really enjoy the programming that they have put together, and so we really need to support and thank the Father for a beacon of light and truth that RBN allows to come forth on their airwaves and on the airwaves here at RBN. Of course, all of the help that they do there, the volunteers and so forth, and those the paid staff there in Round Rock at RBN Studios, we need to pray a Yahweh's blessing and hand the protection around them as well, because we know we're living in a spiritual warfare. We're living in a time that has the most spiritual wickedness probably than any other time in the history of mankind. And we need to battle and do battle in the spiritual realm. And you can only do that by using the name of Yahweh to have true power, true victory, true understanding, and true anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. We're just shouting the victory here on the seventh day of Tabernacles. Hallelujah.